Welcome to this week's audio reflection. This reflection is meant to supplement this week's sermon, as well as both our Bible study and sermon response guides. The practice of slowing down to listen can enhance our ability to engage with God's Word, God's voice, and God's presence. So throughout this week's reading, we will provide some prompts for reflection, as well as times without any spoken word, to simply allow God to bring further insight and revelation. This week, we are meditating on a short passage from Ephesians chapter 5. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. God, I invite your wisdom and your thoughtfulness to grow and come alive in me. Let's listen to this section again. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. So God, I pause to listen and receive your instruction today. Would you open up my eyes to opportunities, both big and small, to be your love and light in this dark world? Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs amongst yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, fill me. Fill us, your people, with praise and music in our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us. And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, I pause right now to thank you with prayers of gratitude. God, would you fill me with gratitude throughout this day, throughout this week, drawing my attention to your goodness that is all around us.
And further, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
Submission is not our natural human way of interacting with each other. And yet, Jesus, it's who you are and what you did. So would you teach us? Would you teach us how to submit to one another? What does that look like in our homes, in our work, in your church? Jesus, teach us. Thank you. As we go about our day, let's welcome wisdom. Let's welcome gratitude, and let's welcome a posture of submission. Most of all, Holy Spirit, we welcome you.